Dr. Dave. He's not a real doctor, but he likes to play one on the radio. And now, your host for Computer Talk, Dr. Dave.
...866-821-8255 is the number. Dr. Dave Live at gmail.com is my live during the show only email. So we're talking about, I want to talk about the comparison, though, that I did this last week that was very informative. You know, because one of the things you got to do periodically is things change a great deal, and so you need to kind of double-check yourself, see if things have changed, if what's really good is no longer good, and what was mediocre or bad is now tops. It happens. Those changes do occur. About 18 months to 2 years, you know, you'll get different antivirus recommendations from me. I thought I was going to make, in fact, a change in my recommendation due very recently, and then I've changed my mind. We'll get into the discussion about that, too. But let's talk about Iolo System Mechanic. You've seen it. Been around forever. Good piece of software. Good company. I don't recommend that you pay for this kind of software. Although, you know, I've always kind of maintained, look, if you really like it and you prefer it, Iolo is a good company. You know, if it really makes you feel better to buy it, go ahead and buy it and use it. But I have to tell you, this last week, I ran, because it was purchased and included on a computer that I was working on from a client, Iolo System Mechanic, after I got everything working the way it needed to work, you know, I go through the, you know, correct all the major functionality problems and the hardware issues and that sort of thing. Then just for grins, rather than using my standard tools, I ran the Iolo System Mechanic. Ran the disk error checker, which basically just is an automated sort of interface for check disk. It does the same check whether you use Iolo or whether you use check disk. It still uses check disk. So, you know, let it do its thing there. Then I did its optimization. You know, I did its registry optimization. I did the hard drive optimization. I did the internet TCP/IP stack optimization. So, you know, optimize the settings for your network and internet. All the standard stuff. And then I ran it. And it ran okay. Then the very first thing I did, because it still didn't seem to be running the way it should based on the specifications of the computer. So then what I did first is I ran my defrag, just to have a look at the fragmentation. I had run the defrag on System Mechanic, so I immediately just downloaded my defrag and ran it. It was as though the defrag had never been run. It was horrendous. Now, I have to be fair to System Mechanic, and because my defrag will do the same thing. You know, if your drive is really fragmented, the first defrag that you do will be an improvement, but it'll stop before it's really completely defragmented, because otherwise it would be defragmenting for 3 days. And so there's an algorithm in there that is reasonable, that makes sense, that says, you know what, we don't want to be doing this forever. This is significantly better. Now's a good time to stop, and so that it stops says it's finished. It's one of the reasons I tell folks that first download my defrag and run it, to go ahead and do it 3-4 nights in a row, because oftentimes it will continue to defrag and really make a big difference on the level of fragmentation over those 3 or 4 nights, if you haven't done it ever or in a long time. So I have to be fair to System Mechanic and say that it may probably has the same sort of algorithm where it stops. You know, it made some significant improvements and stopped. But it was clear to me that it did not do a great job. I ran my defrag. I did run it 2 or 3 times, and it did a super job. In my way of thinking, you know, if you're going to get kind of mixed results anyways, why pay for it? I mean, if you got to run it 2 or 3 nights in a row anyway, let's give System Mechanic the benefit of the doubt. It was clear it wasn't any better. May have been worse. use my defrag. It's free. Now, one of the things that I always consider when I, it doesn't matter what I'm talking about, there's really three things that you want to think about. Number one, it's got to be good at what it's supposed to do. Number two, it has to be safe and not, you know, if you can, you know, triple your speed or, you know, sometimes it completely breaks your machine and it won't boot, that's not reasonable. That will take that product out of the mix for me. So it's got to be safe 99% of the time. And then the third thing is no real convoluted knowledge required. Default settings really make sense and yield good results. That's important to me. Simple user interface. That's important to me. One of the things that happens with a lot of software that they make you pay for, well, they don't make you pay for it, but if you're going to use it, you're going to pay for it, I think, is part of the design of the software, and I understand this, I'm not faulting them for it, they need to impress you. You just spent $50 instead of downloading three free packages. You just spent $50 with company X to get this software. They need to impress you. Well, one of the ways they impress you is a very lengthy feature list, and then also a very impressive screen presentation. And that was the thing that I saw with Iolo System Mechanic with their defrag. Holy cow, did it look sophisticated and cool. It looked like some really incredible things were going on. When you load my defrag and you start it and run it, it looks like static on the screen. If you're really highly fragmented. And I understand that. The net difference? Nothing. In fact, the net difference may be an advantage to my defrag. So it's an important point to understand that, you know, not to necessarily get caught up in all the eye candy and all the terms in the paid software. It may actually be a negative.
Yeah, but that's how us humans are, Dr.
Well,
Dave.
I know. That's why I'm telling you not to fall for that.
Got to resist that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I ran CCleaner after I did the system mechanic, all the cleanups. Ran CCleaner. 2 gigabytes. Now, this is an extreme situation with this computer. The default settings, system mechanic doing a cleanup, default settings of CCleaner doing a cleanup. CCleaner found and removed 2 gigabytes of additional garbage stuff. That's a lot. It wasn't like, you know, we're talking about 2 or 3% or 5%. We're talking about several 100%. And again, CCleaner conforms to that thing for me. No bad effects. You don't have to be an expert. The default settings are what works. And they're safe. And they produce really good results. We gained another 2 gigs for this person. So that is a significant, and it didn't cost a dime. Now, it got to be fair, CCleaner does have a pay-for version, $25, and you can pay for that. But again, and I feel sorry for you software guys, because I tell everybody, don't worry about paying for it, not because you're super cheap, not because they're ripping you off, or you're trying to rip them off, but because most of the time, the paid-for stuff, they include extra stuff to make it look glitzy and sound glitzy and feel glitzy, and many times it's actually a negative. It actually is less responsive, less effective, less easy to use. So why pay for it? So CCleaner outperformed System Mechanic. My defrag outperformed System Mechanic in my simple tests, admittedly. But they're tests that would be equivalent to how you would use things and view the results. Now, System Mechanic, you know, somebody from Iolo may come back to me and say, hey, look, this was a really unfair test. You didn't change this setting, that setting, or that setting. Well, I didn't change it for any of the software. I used default settings on all of them. So really, that is kind of a fair test. Now, if you've got some settings that create some incredibly effective results and they're not your defaults, my question to you would be, why aren't they your defaults? Is it because they're too risky and they're dangerous? Well, then you probably don't want to use them anyway. So, I wasn't completely surprised by the results, but I was very surprised by the degree of superiority with some of the software that I recommend. Now, let's talk about how you use these things. Because I've had some people actually talk to me over the last couple of weeks and talk about, they felt like maybe they had an infection, so they ran C-Cleaner. Important for you to understand, C-Cleaner is not an antivirus or anti-malware piece of software at all. It is exactly what its name implies, which is a cleaner. Windows does a lot of stuff in the background as you use it that you're not supposed to be aware of, you're not expected to be aware of, you shouldn't be aware of, you don't need to waste your time trying to be aware of it. But doesn't always get cleaned up as it should when you log out or when you reboot. C-Cleaner kind of goes in after the fact and cleans all that stuff up. When we come back, we'll talk about the protection and antivirus stuff after this.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason, the high-tech way to stay regular.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve, yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual, and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the Internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.